Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on your encouraging WPER, here with another edition of Community Matters. Today I'm excited because we're speaking with Shamika Kropp. She is the founder, owner, woman in charge extraordinaire of Build Our Community, which is a nonprofit based in Warrenton, Virginia, but serving the surrounding areas. So I'm really just kind of excited to see how she is serving the community, different ways that you can get involved. So Shamika, for those who are listening who've never heard of Build Our Community before, could you give them a little background on what exactly it is that you do in the community?
So Build Our Community is a nonprofit organization, and we are about bringing unity within the community through several outreach programs that we've already started in 2020, and we're working on our program for 2021. So it's just to bring everyone together through, you know, a serving meals out in the community, or people get involved in certain events that we're hosting. But it's to bring everyone together, and it's the vision that came from God and God above.
I love that. So, I mean, you say that it's a vision then that God gave you, like this is something that he prompted you to do. So was there something in the community that you were seeing that sort of highlighted this need, or was it really just like one day you're just sitting there and God's like, hey girl, do this?
Honestly, it was a Saturday. I was at home just doing things around the house, and God had spoke to me and was like, go out and serve your brothers and sisters a meal. And I was like, huh? You know, and I remember, like, how am I going to put this together, you know, and this is through self-funding. And I knew everything's going on with the pandemic and stuff. So The meal was, I said, okay, I can do spaghetti, of course, garlic bread and corn on the cob. So that's what I did. And I remember putting it out on Facebook. If anyone's in need of a meal, let me know. And honestly, people were inboxing through Culpeper County and even Fauquier County. Wow. And I remember starting in Culpeper County. And then when I proceeded to Fauquier County, hearing everyone's story, in my highlight, it was a lady where she had just lost her job. Matter of fact, she was working at Ruby Tuesdays in Warrenton, and they told them that day, you can, you know, there's no job. That's it. And she didn't know how she was going to pay for her hotel stay. And God was just showing me certain things by being out there in the community, you know, and it crushed my heart. And I remember after serving my last dinner, driving back, you know, proceeding back to Culpeper, and God said, build our community. And I was like, whoa. I was like, what? You know? So through that, you know, and then research, and then he just giving me the vision and showing me different ways. Yeah.
When we obey, he really opens all kinds of doors.
Yes, he did. And I know I've raised money through like fundraising to help people. I remember, you know, just helping several single mothers. You know, just been a lot of other people who were able to help through doing fundraisers to generate money.
So is Build Our Community, are you really focused then on meals? Is that your primary method of serving the community? Or are there other things that you're doing to help others in need?
So there were other things that we're doing. We started out by serving a meal because that was God had laid that on me at first. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know he laid that on me at first, maybe for me to get out in the community, to hear the concerns of people by serving a meal. But being out there and hearing what's going on is like, whoa, there's other areas that people need help in. Yes, we can feed the community, but also people are struggling to just pay their utility bills, even struggling to pay their rent or their mortgage. So I think God used the meal prep at first to get me out there, for me to see what is going on. And then he's also allowed people to join the team. So we're still, you know, we'll still do the meal prep, you know, throughout the year, you know, serve meals throughout the year. But it's other things that we need to do as well to help those, you know, in the community.
So what sort of needs are you finding? Like, I mean, obviously food scarcity or food insecurity, that's something that you have definitely found as a need to fulfill, and you're doing that graciously. What other things are you finding as you're meeting people? What are the needs that you're seeing?
People are struggling with paying their utility bills. They're struggling with mortgage. A lot of people have just, their self-esteem is down. You know, this pandemic has really shook up, you know, Culpeper County and also Fauquier County. You know, people are ready to just give up, you know, to lose the hope. And I tell them, you know, trust me, it's just a storm that we're all are going through, you know, and I'm here to remind you that God loves you. Mm. So it's constantly even giving the encouragement and even letting me be an ear for them to, you know, call on, you know, sometimes I've been on the phone talking to people just to keep giving them hope and keep on pushing. Because at the end of the day, there's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. This is what we're going through now. But we will understand at the end of the tunnel why we went through what we went through. And God is strengthening you. So it's, you know, it's a lot that's going on with Build Our Community. And I was like, wow, this is really missionary work. Not realizing, you know, that's what was laid on me to do.
Praise God. You did mention that God had allowed people to come on to the team. So who is a part of your team? How big is your operation?
So right now, it's a team made up of four individuals, well, five, including myself. And we have a lady named Carolette Webb, and she's in charge of our social media platforms. She's also in charge of revamping our website as needed. And she's also our photographer who comes out to each event to capture every moment of the organization and us being involved in the community. I also have two youths that's a part of the team, which is Mariah Kropp and Michelle Harris, and they are in charge of our upcoming youth programs. They bring innovating ideas through what is trending with our youth of today. And I also have another lady named Randy Mosley, and she helps with our food prep.
Awesome. And then do you guys also enlist the help of the community? Do you have volunteers within the community who stepped out to come help?
Yeah, so we have. This past Sunday, so we were out in the community serving to-go dinners, and it was a young lady who had inboxed me on Saturday, and she had wanted to come help. So she was out on Sunday for the first time. So she, you know, she enjoyed herself, and she's, you know, saying that she wants to come back as well. So we're open taking, you know, volunteers, and when people will visit our website, they will see on there there's ways that they can get involved. But yeah, we're open for anyone to come out and help, especially
because
we're going to do a big East event. Our plan, depending on COVID, but our plan is to do a real big East event. So, yeah, so we're going to need more volunteers for our upcoming Easter event for the community.
You did raise a really good point, though, about, like, you know, depending on COVID and how we can get through that. How are you managing, like, especially with meals and stuff, but also just getting people together? How are you doing that in the midst of the pandemic? What are some precautions that you're putting into place?
So I'm, because so far we're operating, of course, out of my home. So it's only me and Randy who's actually prepping the meals. So, of course, we have our gloves on, our face masks. We're constantly washing our hands. When Randy and I both fix the to-go containers, we wrap everything up and, you know, we seal it up. So everything is already wrapped up in each individual bag. So if you come to want a meal, it's already wrapped up. And we're handing the meals to individuals versus allowing individuals to touch each meal.
Perfect.
And we also have hand sanitizer. We're wearing gloves.
So it sounds like you're set. You've got it all covered.
Yeah, we're prepared. We're prepared because this pandemic. You know,
yeah.
We've been in it for almost a year now.
I know.
And it's just like, you can't let it stop you. I've gotten so much backlash from people. Do you think that you should do that? Is it safe out there to do that? And I said, you know what? When God lays something on you, he will protect you. He's not going to send me out there and for me to get sick. You know, I have children at home.
Yeah.
But he has prepared me to come out in the community to do his work.
Amen. And you're taking the safe precautions. You're doing everything that you can.
Yeah.
So I think that that's beautiful. You did also mention that your funding comes from fundraisers. So how are you handling that? How are you going about doing the fundraisers? What are your fundraisers like?
So we've done virtual. So we've done virtual fundraisers. We've done like a Walmart gift card. So you have to cash out your money or send it through PayPal. And the winner won a $200 gift card to Walmart. And then we've done also a fundraiser for a 55-inch flat screen TV. So you would send your money, of course, through either Cash App or PayPal. So that's how we've been raising money. And then also the organization has like sweatshirts, long sleeve shirts, face masks. So when you purchase that, all the proceeds go into our outreach program. So that's how we've been raising money. But we have came across a lot of bumps in the road by doing that because it's so much of a need out here in the community, and by doing these fundraisers, you know, it's just not enough. But I know God is going to open up doors for us, and I have the faith, you know, in God, but it has been like some bumps in the road behind that. Because everyone is, you know, everyone is not able to donate.
You also mentioned that people can get involved in, you know, when they find things on your website. So how do people connect with you? How, like social media, website, what are all the different ways that they can find out how to get involved and what you're doing?
So they can visit our website at www.buildourcommunity.org. If they click on the involved tab on our website, it will prompt you on ways to get involved. So that's one way. Another way is you scroll down to the bottom of our website and you can sign up for our community news. So that just keeps people engaged in what's going on with Build Our Community. Another way, you can always, of course, email us at info@buildourcommunity.org. And the last but not least, you can also join our Facebook page, Build Our Community. So we have a Facebook group page and you can join that as well.
Is there anything that you have not had a chance to talk about that you want to make sure gets out there?
I just want people to realize that, you know, what we're going through at this moment with this pandemic is that it's just the season that we're going through. You know, God has something bigger for every last one of us, for everyone to keep the faith. If you want to join the team with Build Our Community as the founder, I am more than welcome to meet with you, for you to come out and help. We serve as the Culpeper County community, just dwell as Fauquier County community. And I want all of us to come together to make a difference, because if we can have the unity, both of our communities will be stronger than ever. So that's just what I want people to know. You know, I'm out there even as a founder. You wouldn't even know that I am the founder. I'm out there doing work as well with everyone. I feel like we are all a team.
Amen.
And to make this work, we got to do it together. And I'm a strong believer in that.
Amen.
And I love the Lord. You know, I love the Lord. I was baptized at a young age. My mother and father kept me in the church. And I just didn't know that God had this calling on my life. I've been through every other direction, but he done brought me back to where he has the calling for me. And I love him. But yeah, I'm just, you know, looking forward to everyone just wanting to get involved.
Awesome. Well, Shamika, thank you so much for your time today, for talking with us about Build Our Community. And we are definitely praying for you in your ventures, just praying that God would bless this ministry as much as possible. For our second interview this morning, we're speaking with John Troop. He's a doctor with dietary supplement and nutrition expert with Consumer Healthcare Products Association, CHPA. So March being National Nutrition Month, John is going to be focusing on dietary supplements and how they can bridge the gap when our natural diets, the foods that we're consuming, are not quite getting us the nutrition that our bodies need to thrive. So, John, welcome to the program. Excited to have you. How big of a deficit are you seeing in the American population? Like, is this a pretty big issue, not getting enough?
Yeah, the issue of nutrient deficit is really a growing concern across the American population. Number one, up to 60% of Americans have, you know, one or more nutrient deficiencies. And the magnitude of that deficiency averages about 30 to 40%. For most Americans. So there's a big gap that has to be addressed and it has to be filled.
And how, I guess, helpful can dietary supplements be in filling that deficiency?
You know, they can be very helpful. It's extremely difficult when you consider trying to find the most nutrient-dense foods, primarily through fruits and vegetables, so that you can actually fill those gaps, right? You would need to consume 5 servings each of fruits and 5 servings of vegetables to be able to even come close to filling the gap. And that takes a long time because most of us don't have the practices or the knowledge of how and what to pick that'll be most helpful in filling the gap. So dietary supplements can be a convenient yet effective way to help transition our diets and to fill those gaps. But at the same time, at the end of the day, there is no substitute for great dietary practices and habits. But supplementation can be a way to quickly course correct, get used to that lifestyle, primarily by being aware of the important role that nutrition plays in our lives and for health. And that's some of the overall benefit that can be coordinated every day.
So for someone who doesn't have like a stereotypical healthy diet, then they can guess that they are probably lacking in nutrients and other vitamins and minerals. But what about someone who does follow a fairly healthy diet? Are there symptoms, some things that we can be on the look for? Because it's not like we can just, you know off the bat, well, I'm low on vitamin K. Like, what are some things that we can do to know that we need more of something?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it's being aware of how you feel. You know, you may feel sluggish. You may lack a little bit of energy. So kind of normal science where you just don't feel 100%. That's probably an initial sign that there are two things that you ought to be thinking about, rising, increase, or start exercising. And then the second thing is to start eating better. You know, if you're aware, too, of how often are you going into fast food restaurants to eat, or when you're going to the grocery store, are you going to the produce section or not? Or are you in the middle of the store buying bags of chips? And so if you're aware of how you feel and what you're doing as behaviors, then it becomes easier to realize, I have to do something about this. What can I start doing right away that will make an immediate difference? That's the use of appropriate use of dietary supplements. And then start reading and learning about how to make better food choices and what those choices could be.
Perfect. Thank you. I know that I personally, when I go to the vitamin aisle, I am overwhelmed by the amount of dietary supplements that are there. Like, I literally don't even know where to begin. So what are some resources for people who feel the same way?
Yeah, so a great resource is our website called knowyourotcs.org. There's some really great information there on nutrition science, dietary supplements. One of the other things that I would suggest that consumers take time to better understand is look at multivitamins, how to pick the best multivitamin for you. Look at other nutrients that are really important as part of the use of dietary supplements, things like fish oil and omega-3s, probiotics, vitamin D, and that'll help jumpstart your efforts, what to look for and where to go to get information.
How important is the role of the primary care physician in choosing and using dietary supplements?
Yeah, well, it's very important. And one of the things I think is important for consumers today is, one is co-own your health decisions. Mm. Make sure that you're fully educated and fully aware, and go in prepared as a partner with your healthcare practitioner, whether that's a health coach or a health professional and practitioner. And have a dialogue. Take the time to talk about what your issues are, what your concerns are, and how best to address those, whether they're nutrient gaps or something more significant. But be a partner with your healthcare provider.
Perfect. Thank you. And then in terms of people using dietary supplements, just in your professional experience as a doctor, how have you seen the improvements that they make, the changes that they can make in someone who's on them?
You know, they're really significant, and the role of dietary supplements can really be twofold. One is just definitely a preventive care approach, and the second is to make sure that the foundational health issues are addressed and improved. And you can see and even feel significant differences in the use of specific dietary supplements in 2 to 3 weeks. So it takes a little bit longer than maybe any of us want, but it's part of a lifestyle adaptation that's really important to healthy living.
And just in regards to lifestyle, I would imagine many behaviors have changed over the last year. Have you seen an impact on whether it's vitamin mineral deficiency or just nutrition issues in general due to the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, a lot. In fact, there was a report that was issued just last week that reported first, what's the average weight gain during the COVID pandemic? And believe it or not, it's a 12-pound weight gain on average, right? So you can tell there's some extremes, both positive and negative there. But what that also revealed to us is the food choices that we were making aren't ideal. And so I would encourage everybody to go back and figure out nutrient density. What does that mean? It means more fruits and vegetables primarily. And what can I do to help facilitate my transition to a healthier lifestyle? And the use of dietary supplements, especially the most important ones that can really make a difference in my health, those, again, so a multivitamin, a fish oil, which is an omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, vitamin D, those are really important to not only keep us healthy, but to help prepare our bodies to respond to the insults and challenges that we're experiencing as a society today. Mm.
Fantastic. Thank you. Is there anything else about dietary supplements or about National Nutrition Month that you did not get a chance to address that you'd like to before we end?
I would encourage your listeners to go to our website called knowyourotcs.org. There's a lot of good information there on dietary supplements, on nutrients and nutrition science and healthcare. Take the time to read that. Keep informed and live a healthy life.
Great. Well, John, thank you so much. I'm grateful for your time today.
Great. Thanks for your time.
And that does it for us here on Community Matters on Your Encouraging WPER. As always, you can find a copy of this interview right on our website, wper.org. Have a great day.